Okay, so tonight's topic in Bechoros is officially from Mem Tesa Mer Aleph, and we're going to focus on Mitzvah Pinyan HaBein and the Bracha of Shechiyanu in specific. Look at Mem Tesa Mer Aleph. So the Mishnah says like this, the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Meis HaBein B'soch Shloshim Yom. If the if the child dies within 30 days, even if the father gave the five selah to the Kohen has to return it because the child died before 30 days.
No obligation.
Right. If the child dies after 30 days, so then we say even if the father hasn't given the money, he's obligated to give the money because it's set in. Right? Meis biyom shloshim kiyom shalafanav. If the child dies biyom shlosh on the 30th day itself, so that's tonight's topic, tomorrow's topic. So the Tanakhama says we treat it like kiyom shalafanav. We treat it like it's the 29th day, meaning just like the 29th day, it's within 30 days. Same thing in the 30th day. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nasan lo yito, vim lo nasan lo yite. He says, no, it's a suffix what that last day is. And since it's a suffix, so we treat it that way. And we say, Hamotzi Mechavero, Olav Araya. So what I'd like to do tonight, thank you, is focus our attention on a question of Tosfos. Tosfos offers an answer. We will now then branch out into a topic, and we're going to come back and possibly answer Tosfos in a different way. The Tosfos is Dibur Hamaschil La'achar, Mem Tesa Mer Aleph, where Tosfos says like this, La'achar shloshim, afal pi shelo nasan yitein. So b'psachim b'sofo, in maseches psachim at the end, on daf kufchof aleph emir aleph, amrinon, we say, da'avi habein mivarech shtayim. That the father of the son makes two brachos. He makes the bracha of alpinya rabein, and he makes the bracha of sheach yanu. And we'll see the sugi in a moment. V'yesh l'sapek, he says, I have the following doubt. Cave in our case. Cave on shemes, if in a case where the child passes away. So, what do we say? It's after 30 days. So we said, if after 30 days the child passes away, there's still chiyuv of pinyan abein. Absolutely. Right. So now, according to the Tanakhama,
I can't take out the joy of Shechiyanu.
Very good. So that's the suffek of Tosfos. What happens when you have to do the pinyan abin after 30 days? Here's the question. Im mevarech Shechiyanu, mikaven dezocha lekayim ha-mitzvah. Well, you are zocha to fulfill the mitzvah, make Shechiyanu. On the other hand, the child unfortunately passed away. Ve'ein l'tmoa aha delo mevarechin on Shechiyanu al kol mila u'mila, kamo al kol pinyan abin, as far as we don't, right? The minhag Ashkenaz is not to. Why the shiny mitzvah is pinyan abin delo shchicha? Pinyan Abin is not as frequent, so that deserves a Shechinah. But that's a separate question. But the question of whether or not we should view this case, Shechinah, on the one hand, that was Zochah to fulfill the mitzvah. On the other hand, it's not Pesimcha. So that's the question, and it really gets to the very core of the nature of the bracha Shechiyanu. Why I'm making that bracha? Are we saying it's the joy? Like you said, it's visceral, right? Something very emotional is a feeling that I have, and if you're not going to have that feeling of joy, so you don't make Shechiyanu. Or no, there's a joy that a person has when he fulfills a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So Shechiyanu, if Shechiyanu is in order for Pinyan Abein, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Pinyan Abein, because the child was over 30 days, unfortunately passed away, you make Shechiyanu. So let's take a look at the source sheet and take a look. This is the source, first source the Tosfos quotes. Psachim Kufkaf Alpha Mabes. Rav Simloi Iklo the Pinyan Abein. Last sugya. The last that you can make a siyum, right, in Psachim. There's a last sugya in Psachim. So Rav Simloi Iklo the Pinyan Abein. He happened to go to a Pinyan Abein, Bo Mine, and they asked him the following Shaila. So, and this is critical, because when you mention it, Slach, look at the Gemara begins. And they asked the following Shaila. Now notice, it doesn't begin with the Shaila. It begins with Pshita. The following is obvious. Al Pinyon Habein, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav Etzivanu, Al Pinyon Habein, that bracha, Avi Habein Mevarech. That's clear the father makes that bracha. Baruch Shechayonu v'kimon v'gino azman azeh. That's my shayla. Kohen mevarech o avi habein mevarech. That's the question. Is that bracha recited by the Kohen? Maybe the Kohen, he's involved in the mitzvah, he's receiving the five slaim, he should recite Shechenu. There's joy for him, it's emotional for him, he's receiving some benefit, as we'll see. Or Avi Abin Mevarech, because it's his simcha, it's his joy, it's his mitzvah. So Sed Gemara explains the two sides. Kohen Mevarech, dekamati hana liyadei. He's getting hana. So he's making, and in the context of a mitzvah, right? But here the bottom line is, he's the one doing the mitzvah. So Rabbi Simlai didn't have the answer. So he asked the shayla in the base medrash. Amulei, Avi Abin Varech Shtayim, Behilchasa Avi Abin Varech Shtayim. Avi Abin says both brachos. So take a look at source 2, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pedya Rabin. And Simon Ashinhe, Sif Yud. Bishosh Shenosen Hapidyon Lakoen.
They could both say the Shachianu also.
Okay, good. That's true. In other words, both of them have a chiyuv, right? Right? Each one should have. So it's interesting. The Gemara, that's not even right. Have a minute. The Gemara, right? So says the Shulchan Aruch. B'shosh shenosin hapidyon lekohen mevarech asher k'dishanu mitzvanu al pidyon abein v'chozer umvarech shehechiyanu. So who's making that bracha? The same person, right? The father. V'achar kach nosin hapidyon lekohen. The poda atzmo, the nusach of the bracha changes. Asher, meaning he's being poed himself, so the father never redeemed him, so he has to do the mitzvah himself. Asher, kedusha b'sevitzvanu, liftos, not al, but liftos habachor, umvarach shechayanu as well. But now, with the next line, the hagav yesh omrim, the minag ashkenaz, the af hapoda atzmo mivarach al pidyon habachor, the chenoagin, says the tour, quoting the Rivash. So, according to the Ramah, Al Pidyon Abin is the Nusach always, whether you're being Podi your son or you're being Podi yourself. What?
Ramah says Pidyon
Abin, correct, right?
There's a difference on that.
Right, interesting. I'm not sure if that's really right. He's saying
that,
but he says Af. In other words, I think he's focusing
on
the Al versus the Vim, but it's interesting that he changes that as well. If you now take a look, and this is the quote from the Rivash. If you look at it, it's bolded at the end of the Ramah, all the way at the bottom. It says, "Ve'ein ha'av yachol livdos al yedei shaliach." Says the Ramah, right in that last bolded line, that the father cannot be poed to his son via a shaliach. Okay, quoted from the Rivash. "Vegam ein beizdin podim oso b'lo ha'av." Beis Din cannot be poder. Where is it borrowed from? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, he happens of Chefta, Chavta, Samad Aleph, because in the context of Mila, we know that there is a Shaliach, and the Beis Din is their responsibility. In fact, that's one of the explanations why the whole minion doesn't say Tachanun when there's a Bris, is because everyone potentially could be the Moel, has the mitzvah, is mitzuvah on that. Others say the whole town shouldn't say, because Eliyahu comes to town, right? Okay. So that's the opinion of the Ramah, quoted in the name of Rosh. Take a look at the Shach in source 3. The Ein Av Yochol Liftos Lagei Shaliach. Zetamua, says the Shach, this is an astonishment to me. I don't get it. The Hakai Malon Mechalat HaRosh Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. V'chein Mvur B'dvei Haran Perakol Shad Yochol Liftos Lagei Shaliach. Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. That is a principle that's been established in many areas of halacha, regarding many mitzvos. And the Ran himself says in the second parak of Pesachim that he can be poder. The father can do it via shaliach. I will not get into a further discussion. The poskim has is, how are you doing that? Is that with your money or the shaliach's money? Right? When we say you can be poder al yedei shaliach, so what does that mean? What do I mean? I can be poder if I give him the money, or he's using his money. When we say, according to the Rashi, you can't be poder, so whose money are we talking about? So that's a further discussion. But
have to use his own money?
So he says, now watch, says the Shach quotes the following opinion, which actually reinterprets the Rivash, that which the Ramah quoted, to mean something different. Take a look. Because of the afharivash lo ka'amar elo delo matsinu shum chiyuv min ha-Torah al adam acher sheyase atzmo shaliach b'makom ha'av lifdoso. We don't find anywhere any chuv min ha-Torah in the context of Pinyon Rabbein that if the father is not willing or is unable to do it, that someone else should have the chiyuv. That's what the Rivash meant. It doesn't mean the father can't appoint a shalich. It means there's no concept of shlichus, meaning that as with like we have by Mila, that someone has now, there's a chiyuv that now is placed upon others. Difficult
Arvav?
To read it in. What?
What about Arvav?
So what you're saying is that that responsibility does not apply. Arvus means that I have the responsibility to discharge someone's obligation. If that person, Arvus doesn't allow me to put on fill-in for you, right? So the same thing here, does it not?
So you're saying it's like a mitzvah zakuf type thing?
Correct. But he's arguing that it's not. What he's saying is as follows. All it means is that as opposed to Mila, where if the father's not going to do it, that becomes my obligation to do the Mila on the son, that's not true by Pinyon Rabbein. In fact, that's not true by many mitzvos, that I don't have that obligation. And that's all the Rivash meant. Look on. Oh, in Mesa'av, v'afilu beizdim nen michuyavim min ha-Torah lasos atzmim shlukim b'makom av. That's not their responsibility, lifdoso. Okay, so the mitzvah wasn't done. Aval vaday sha'av yachol lifdos la'idei shaliach, v'chein ha-beizdim yacholim lifdos do below av, im avara avalo pida'o, the father violated and didn't, o im meisa'av kodim shenifte v'kol shekein, sha'aviyav yachol lifdos do biki agavno, let the grandfather do it. So if you look back at the quote of the Rama is saying, "Ve'ein av yachol liftos al yedei." You have to see the Rivash inside. V'gam ein based in podim aso below av. He misunderstood what the Rivash was saying. The Rivash was not saying that you can't appoint a shaliach. What he was saying is that the concept of the shlichus, which now shifts to other people, to the Beis Din, to the representatives of Am Yisrael, that's not true. In the context of Pinyon Abayin. But that doesn't mean that if the father's here, that he can't appoint a shaliach. So that's a machlokas. According to the Ramah, a shaliach is not allowed for Pinyon Abayin. According to the Shach, absolutely yes. Take a look at the Ramah in the source 4, and this will help build up a fascinating question of the Tzlach, as I said, on this sugya. Says the Ramah, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, HaPodes beno mevorech asher k'lishav zvanu. Al pidyon habein v'chozim v'varach shechiyanu v'achar kach nosin hapidyon lakohen v'impada atzmo mivarech lifdos habachur umivarach shechiyanu. Okay, it's not his bane, it's himself. And you make shechiyanu. So notice very clearly, and as the Shulchan Aruch quoted from this Rambam, that the Rambam holds, and this is the Rambam's rule, as we'll see in a moment. I showed you that's the Rambam Hilchos Bikurim, which is where the laws of in Hilchos Pikurim Perek Yud Alaf Halacha Hey, that's where we find in Perek Yud Alaf the laws of Book Pidyon Abayin. Actually, that's where they're found. Hilchos Bikurim, interesting. Not in Hilchos Bechoros. And the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos explains why there's that change in the Nusach of the Bracha from Al to Li. Al, where the father does it. Li, where you're doing it for yourself. Says the Rambam, and this is the Rambam's rule, based on the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Zayin that Rabbi Adler spent many years on. Okay? Kol ha'ose mitzvah bein shehoysa chova alav, bein she'ena chova alav. Whether the chiv is on you or not. If you're doing the mitzvah, asa osa la'atzmo, if you're doing it for yourself, mivarech la'asos, which is the li form, Asa osala acherim mivarech al ha'asiyah. You use the al form. And that's precisely what the Rambam is saying here regarding Pinyon Abayin. And what the Shulchan Aruch quotes against the Ramah, why does the Ramah disagree? Because the Ramah will follow the Ashkenazi Rishonim, who have a different interpretation of the al and the li. Take a look at the Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. He gives you the example. Ketzad, how does that operate? Now, how does that fit the al and the le? Lavash tefillin b'varach lahaniach tefillin. Nisatef b'tis b'varach lehisatef. Yashad b'sukkah, leishev b'sukkah. Varach lahalik ne'ashosh Shabbos. V'ligmor is al. Why? Because you're doing the mitzvah for yourself. halacha yud gimel, avalim kava mezuzah la'acherim mevarech al kviyas mezuzah, not likbo mezuzah. Asa lahem ma'akeh mevarech al asiyas ma'akeh. Hif lahem truma mevarech al afashas truma. Mol es ben chaveiro.
I have mitzvah.
He's looking at halacha
yud gimel. Halacha yud gimel. I jumped halacha yud gimel, right? Moles ben chaveru. I'm not giving the mila for my own son, but my friends. Bevarech al hamila v'chein kozva. That's the Rambam's rule. However, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva, who have different understandings of when we use the al in the lif form. This is the Rosh of Maseches Pesachim Perek Aleph, and he says as follows. He says, "Umashachoku b'matbea brachos, the form of the brachos, yesh mehem shetiknu be'al, v'yeshem shetiknu belamid." Rabbeinu Tam zal hayonosin tam ledavar, says Rabbeinu Tam the following, and then of course you have to see how it fits, and there are always going to be several exceptions. Dechol mitzvos denasos miyad shayach levarich al. Al means immediate. Al's not, it's nothing to do with the Rambam. On me, on someone else, nothing to do with that. Al means immediate. Kagon al mikra megillah, al hatfila, al metilas yadayim, al afrashas truma, al achilas matzah, al achilas mor. I do all that right now. So what about these? Aval lihaniach tfilin, lihisatef bitzitzis, veleshev basukah, yesh bahen shihui. There's a delay. There's a delay. I fulfill the mitzvah. Not now. No, I'm going to wear. I'm going to be now wrap myself in. Then I'll be wearing tefillin soon. I have to wrap myself in the tzitzis, and soon I'll be wearing the tzitzis in another few seconds. V'haloshon morel kach. In fact, the language instructs you that that's precisely what's happening. Lios mi'uter b'tefillin. It's not about putting on the tefillin. It's about to be crowned, to be adorned with tefillin. Lios atuf b'tzitzis. V'leishiv b'sukkah lechol l'tayla kol hayom. It's not about now when I'm in hamotzi. It's when I'm going to sit and enjoy my meal in the sukkah. Ulahadlik ner Chanukah. Why is that lihadlik? Right? What do you mean? I light the candle. It's done. No. Yeshu b'mitzvasa. There's a delay. Kadim ma'malikin. Mitzvasa mishetishka hachama achetichla regel menashuk. Right, there's a time frame for to fulfill the mitzvah. V'chein l'shmoa kol shofar yeshiyui lahafsaka benat kios the ikur mitzvah shofar al seder habrachas. He explains that's why I say l'shmoa kol shofar. Why? Because I'm going to make the bracha now. But the real tkios are during musaf, are not for a long time from now, and so on and so forth. Says the Riva, that's not pshat. Riva haya machalek, second column. De mitzvah de efshar lasos al yidei shaliach mevarech al. This is what we're looking for. We're waiting for this Riva. He says, and quoted in the Rush, a mitzvah that can be done via a shaliach, that's when you say al. Avon mitzvah shu ba'atzmo, tzorech lasos, you have to do it for yourself, tzorech levarech balamin. Now it's different than the Rambam. Because the Rambam's saying, when I do for others, when I do on myself, has nothing to do with when this, when that. Can it be done through a shaliach, or can it not be done with a shaliach? Okay, so hold on. So we'll get there. So I'm going to get to that. I bolded that. See? Look at that. You looked ahead. All right? Says, for example, I'm on the second line of this Riva. V'zuik sasvaras hashas dilamol mashma dilosagi dilaviyumol. That's a language of the Gemara in Pesachim. He has to do it himself. V'al shofar arim baruch mishmoa b'kol shofar. Why? Dilosagi dilaviyushamay. You have to hear it. So it's le. V'lekros ha'halil. Afal pisho d'shomea ka'oneh. Wait, I don't have to say it. I can hear it. I have to respond. If someone's reading Halan, I'm being Yotzei Shomei Kanon, I have to respond after each paragraph. Afa pi Shomei Kanon. Oh, no. Val hatzvila. What's al hatzvila? Afa gav de tevilas tmeim ef shalasos de shaliach. If I'm tamei, I have to do it myself. So it should be lit bowl. Keva de tevilas kelim ef shalakayim al de shaliach. Low plug. And Gami Shim the Tvilas Gerim Shila Achar Hatvila. Tvilas Gerim has to be done after the Tvila anyway, so that's his own rule why it's Al. Okay? Netilas Luvi gives an answer to that. Now I go to the bold. Ulahadlik Ner Shulchanaka. So you'll say, hold on. Lahadlik Ner Shulchanaka. That, if it can be done. So what do we say? Al is when it can be done al yidei shaliach. So we know someone else can light my Chanukah candles to me. Why is there no al? Ad halakas ner Chanukah. Af agav de efshar lasos al yidei shaliach urcha de milsuhu. So now he introduces a new idea. The general derech is the way it is so commonly, so frequently, because the nes is so dear to me, I want to light it myself. The chene in my own house. The chene shel Shabbos va'al sviras ha'omer. Why al sviras ha'omer? I have to do it myself. Ah, l'fi shenagu sheshatz mevarech, l'hotzi es mi she'ena yodeh levarech, l'kach mevarechin. Ah. So that is the riva, and that's critical for us. Now, let's take a look at the tzlach in source number 7. Okay? I'm skipping to where he begins, the Eish L'daktik. Here comes the tzlach's question, just so beautiful, just on the way the Gemara is formulated, that Rabbi Simlai came, right?
Ner Shabbos. And,
yeah.
We have one Ner Shabbos for the whole bias. We don't have, I can understand Ner Chanukah, maybe everybody lights, but
right.
Minhag Yisrael is...
Otherwise, no. So he's saying the one nair, what he's saying something else, is that biveso, meaning I could go to your house and if I give you money, if let's say I'm staying over, he's saying, but once it's in the bias, it's like everybody's doing it. That's what he's saying. One nair in the house is everybody. So that's why you would have the language, I think. Anyway, so yesh l'daktik, lomo hutzrach lomar madipshitole. What happened in the story? At the end of Pesachim, Kufchav Aleph and Beis, Rabbi Simlai came to Bidyamei. So they asked the following Shaila. When you ask a Shaila, what do you do? So ask the Shaila. What was their Shaila? Who makes their Shechianu? So why don't you ask that? What do you have? No. Watch. Pshita, it's obvious. Al Pidyon Abayin, Asher Kedishanum, Zavazivanu, Al Pidyon Abayin. Who makes that bracha? Avi Abayin Mevarach. Shechayonu, that's the question, the Kohen. So why do I have to tell us what's so obvious when you're asking the Shaila? So just ask the Shaila. Right? So look what he says. V'nir alani es daiti. Divadai hoya pashut misvara chitzona. I'm in the Tzlach, source 7. Okay? Last line. Divadai hoya pashut misvara chitzona. So externally, at first glance, it's obvious sheyivarech aviyavim. That's obvious. Now, he didn't explain why you had to tell me that. But it seems obvious that the father should be making the bracha al pidyon haben. The keva diu ka'avid ha-mitzvah, ihu ha-yikr. He is doing the mitzvah, not the kohen. The kohen is just receiving on the receiving end. The father is doing the mitzvah. So what was the suffix? Aval ha-yasveka dilei, lefi she'efshar gam svara le'idach gisa. Logic actually could shift you the other way. Shahakoen Yivarech. What? On the mitzvah of Pinyan Abayin. Why? So this is why they had to say Pshita, because it wasn't Pshita. It's a very strange thing, right? Mm-hmm. Use the Pshita to be so obvious. No. It, when you're asking a Shaila, you don't present your Shaila with Pshita unless you're coming to say something, La'afuke, from something else. So what was behind that Torah? So look what he says. V'hu al pi ma'ase nechluku bo harama v'ha'achron and biyoredei asimun shifesif yud shepasa karama b'sof hagash she'ein ha'av yochol lifdos aydei shaliach. Quoting from the Rivash, no shaliach, said the Rama. U'shnei achronim hataz v'ha'shach, we saw the shach lift cut in yud aleph cholku olav she'yochol lifdos aydei shaliach. So now watch this. V'im neima kidivrei ha'achronim she'yochol lifdos aydei shaliach, like the shach. Then you can do pinyan abayin with a sholiach. V'ha v'antai dibircha shecheyanu lo shayach ba sholiach. V'zeh misvara v'ein tzarchai olav. You don't need a raya. It's a davar pashut to us that what? That sholiach's not making shecheyanu. That's for sure. There's no shecheyanu by the sholiach. That's obvious. Okay. So now, look what he says. V'im kein... Ulai laze tiknu shakoin yivarach shechianu. So therefore, what's behind the Gemara's real question? Maybe the Kohen should make shechianu. Why? Shakoin yivarach yachol yivarach bechales. He can make the bracha always. What are you going to put in the art scroll sitter? Shechianu, recited by. Well, you may not want to put the father because it may depend. Because if the shaliach is doing the mitzvah, it's not shaykh that he's making shachin, he doesn't have the joy. So maybe since matahal nali yadeh, who's always going to be happy? The Kohen. Maybe universally we should have the Kohen lo plug always making the shachayanu, because at least there I could say he's always getting some of the joy. The one who asked the shayla shechinim yivarech. Now we didn't answer our question yet, but it's going to be beautiful. Okay, let's. What he's basically saying, I want. What's behind the shayla they asked in the base? Or he had to ask in the base first. They asked at the pinyan abayin. Behind the shayla was, what are the two sides? Side one is Aviyah ben should make the bracha. Why? He has the most joy. He's the ikar. There's nothing to talk about. What's the shayla the Kohen should make the bracha? Because he's getting hana. That he should, no. So the answer is, the shayla was, because since it, now you'll say, where was that written? So hold on. Since we know pinyan rabin can be done al yidei shaliach, at least according to one opinion, the shach, right? If that's so, so then I have a shayla. Then shechiyanu, well, it's not being by the father, because shaliach's doing it, he may be somewhere else. So maybe the Kohen should make the bracha, because he's always going to get hana. Even though his joy when the father's doing is not equal, is not on the same level, but at least I know that's going to be that way 100% of the time. Now, where did I see...
I have to make an assumption that someone has to make it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. So maybe,
right.
Just not made.
Yeah, don't make it.
Sure. Interesting. That's interesting. Right, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. So take a look now. It's beautiful. Take a look. The Das Rama. Sheinu yachlof dos ayde sholiach. Where do you get that from? Mikorohu midivrei harivash b'simen koflamet alef b'divrei hashoel. Someone asked the rivash a shayla. Shetama hashoel divrei Rambam. The shoel asked rivash. I'm bothered by the Rambam. Shepasak hapode beno mevarech al pidyon abein. Why was he bothered by that? Because kevan she ikaro al avramya aval al yidei sholiach v'al yidei based in leslon. So why is he making al pidyon abein again? According to the Rambam. Meaning, according to our understanding of Shaliach, that the Rambam has his own definition, by the way. But according to the Rambam, if you're telling me that the Rambam holds that we can never use a Shaliach, that means you're always doing the mitzvah yourself. So there should never be an Al Pidyon Habein in the Rambam's mind, in the Rambam's halacha. It should always be, right, a Liftosis Habein. That should always be the language. And there should never be Al Pidyon Habein. Why isn't it always Liftos? Because there's no shaliach involved. And that's obviously using the logic of the riva. Okay?
What if the man does it himself?
What?
What if the son does it himself?
So in Achinami, if the son does it himself, so then he would definitely say liftos. He's saying, right, hapode espino, he says, al pinyon abein. If he's poed himself, so he thinks it should never be al pinyon abein.
So it would always be liftos.
Even when you do, why? Because since it can't be done al yeshaliach, it should be liftos. Now the Rambam himself has his own interpretation why it should be that way. But at least lefi shitas hariva, it doesn't make sense that it would be al. Okay. So now look at this. He says v'kavanas hashoel. What was the basis of the show? What was he asking? Which is Hava Os Yud, B'Shem Ariva. The mitzvah she'efshal lasos al yidei shaliach mevarech ba'al. U'mitzvah she'tzorech lasos ba'atzmo. V'i'efshar al yidei shaliach tzorech levarech b'lamid. Ayein sham barash. We did. U'lefi zeh im shita lon sha'avi ha'bein mevarech asher k'dishanu b'mitzvah sabitimon al pidyon ha'bein. If that's Pasha, that's the Nusuch, according to the Svara of the Riva, what would that mean? Im kein muchach she'efshar liftos al yidei shaliach. Then I guess you could use shaliach. V'zeh kavanas ha'bal ha'baya. This was his question. Turn over the page. Go back to source one. I guess I want to read it inside. Watch this. It's gorgeous. Rabbi Simlai ikla l'pidyon abein. Bo mine. So they ask the following shalom. Pshita, it's obvious that our custom is al pidyon abein asher k'deshanu mitzvosav etzivanu al pidyon abein avi habein mevarech. It wasn't just that That line doesn't mean, oh, it's obvious the father makes that bracha. No. What the line was, pshita, that what? That the nusuch of the bracha, that hour is al pidyon habein, and in hachinami, yes, the father makes that bracha, and the nusuch of our tradition is al. And al means, what does al mean? It can be done even...
Al yidei shaliach. You know, these words don't fit when you first read it.
Yeah.
The Al Pidyon HaBein doesn't fit.
Exactly. And then,
it's not even needed.
Very good. Excellent. Right? So now, Baruch Shechiyonu V'kimon V'gyonu L'Azman HaZeh, Kohen Mevarech O Avi HaBein Mevarech. Kohen Mevarech D'Kamati Ano L'Yodei, which happens what? Always. He'll always get that. O Avi HaBein Mevarech D'Ka'avid Mitzvah. Because in certain circumstances, he's doing a mitzvah. Lo hava biyadei. That's what the shaila was. The shaila was, how do we view the shechiyanu? Because since the nusuk is al pinyan abein, that means that a shaliach can be used. If a shaliach can be used, that means there are times that shechiyanu would not apply to the father. And maybe therefore the kohen should be making their shechiyanu, because he's always going to get Hana.
Even if the father should never make it.
Exactly. Perfect. Maybe the father should never make it for that very reason. And that was the Nusach Al Pinyon HaBein. Okay? So that's possibility. So that's what he says. That was the Shaila. If you look also, Odnirali Ba'ofan Acher, second paragraph for the Tzlach. V'hu Al Pi Masha Heshev HaRasham L'Shoel. You know what the Rivash rather answered the Shovel. He says, Shalakach anusach b'kandim v'varech ba'al. You know why it's al? Lefi she mitzvah zu lo nasis al yidei avi habein l'chudei. Kamo tzitzis u tfilin v'sukkah. She mitzvah nasis al yidei atzma levad. Av mitzvah zu nasis b'siyuas ha-kohen. She mekabel ha-pidyon. There's another party here. It's not about him getting so much the hana, the fact that he's involved in the mitzvah. Vimke, that's why he used the al. It's not about shaliach or not shaliach. There's another party involved. It's not only the fact that he's getting Hana, the Kohen, but it's the fact then anyone who gets a Matana from himself should make Shechiyanu. And we know that. That's not true. Ki im bahagil yado kelim chadashim, new clothing, shu chashuv, alabishvil zuzi, get money from someone, you won't make shechianu. What's the ikar hasafik, possibly? Second interpretation says the tzlach of this gemara in psachim. Aval ikar hasafik hu kevin shagam hakoin misayeb mitzvah, the kachalav of shechianu. He's helping out as well. Maybe he should make shechianu. What does it mean? Because you could ask, okay, good. So he's part of the mitzvah. Still, why would you think it makes Shechianu? So what's the answer? Because it's a very important part. He is the Gemara. Without him, the mitzvah is not over. So maybe the bracha should be on him. So that's how you read the Gemara. Second possible way to read the Gemara. Pshita Davi Abin Varech Asher Kedishat Mitzvah Zmanu Baal. Why Baal? Not Baal because of the Shlichus issue, but Al because there's another party involved. Yes, in certain circumstances it's a Shaliach. Here, though, it's a Kohen. And that's why I think the Kohen should be making the Shechiyanu. V'tzorach lomar hatam mishum deyda mitzvah nigmeres al yedahav l'chud v'chein mesap galei min varech Shechiyanu. So two possibilities as to how to understand that Gemara. Fine. So with that, we return with a little bit of background to our issue. If you take a look at this rush in Bechoros, this is by us in source 8, to the third line down towards the end of the line, V'rizal nistapek im beis habein im ha'av mverech shechiyanu kevan shemazkir tzaro. Right? So maybe, why should it? That was the suffix of the Tosfos. O asha'av mverech mikom akom kevan shezoche l'kayim mitzvah. Okay, umashena. So that was the suffix. Umashena gushol levarach shechiyanu al kol milu mila yesh mifarishim yishum d'shelo yotza adayim b'dei nefel. Because this Tosfos did not give that answer. He's still within 30 days, so maybe he can't make shechiyanu then. V'lo nihira chad da'aslin basaruba. Now when we follow Rove and mitzvah Hashem, the child will live past 30 days. V'od dimemana shach mitzvah kavin. You're still doing the mitzvah. Make shechiyanu. V'yesh mefarshim shem tzara d'yinuka. That's the most common answer. Why Ashkenazim don't make shechianu? And Amila, because the baby is through tzar. V'yesh mefarshim de mitzvahs pidyan abein tiknu levarach shechianu mishem lo shchicha. As Tosa says, avamila shchicha tfei, mila is more common, and that's why we don't make shechianu. All right? And then, so now, the Rashba turnover. The Rashba, quoted by the Madan Yontif in his commentary to the Rosh, in Simon Tess, of this Rosh, has another understanding of, and will help answer our question. Vaharashba dacha lazeh hatam b'tshuva. He says, the tzara d'yinuka is not reason to omit a shechianu at a bris. The kasav delo omru kain elalein shahasim chabim ono. The only tzara d'yinuka is only reason enough to say that, as opposed to a wedding where you make shahasim chabim ono, no shahasim chabim ono during benching when you have a bris. That you don't do. But to say that I'm going to leave out a shechianu when I'm doing a mitzvah, that's ridiculous. Aval bircha shechianu eina tluya besimcha. There's something I gain. There's something positive here. I'm doing a mitzvah. You make a bracha. Shaharei afilu meis aviv v'nafla la yerusha omer shechianu. We know a person who gets a yerusha, the father passed away, right? You make shechianu, right? Ad kan, right? L'fizeh ifshita hasfeka duri. So now it says, Magen Yontif, we've answered the Reis question, based on the Rashba.
Is
Rosh
the Koelis
right? Mitzvah? Good, so that, it sounds like both, yeah, it sounds a little bit of both. Watch. Dila'el b'samach, right, dila'el b'samach, the Reis Shaila, kwa kasha. Dahachinami, ikala meimra le'el, kevan sheyesh kan kiyu mitzvah, shechayiv levarech aler shechianu, lo niftar mimena, mach mashenis arev tzaro. When we come back home, suffek brachos lahakel. But based on this Rashba, you answer the re-suffek. You have a suffek. I'm not sure if the baby dies, chas v'shalom, after 30 days. So now we have to do, the Mishnah says you have to do a bris. You have to do a pidyon habein. So my question is, you make the bracha pidyon habein, to make shechianu. So what says the Rashba? So the Madan Yontov, absolutely make shechianu. What's the shayla? It's not about simcha. And the reason by a bris we don't make shechianu is not because it's tzara d'yinuka according to the Rashba.
I mean, says the Chassam Sofer. Well, from the two are really comparable.
Correct. Right. Nachinami. That's
temporary,
right.
Temporary. You know, it's a tikkun.
Absolutely. That's true. Say, now says the Chassam Sofer. He says, coming back to the Rivash's question, he says as follows. The question on the Rivash, that was what we said. He didn't respond. I think I see what's behind him. Back to that Ner Chanukah question. Kimosha Kosov Arash Parakam de Psachim is Elishonu, the Havik near Chanukah we saw, Afalpisha Efter La Asos Al Yidei Shaliach, Urcha de Milsahu, the way it is that Shekol Echad Madlik Beveso Bishum Chaviva Sanes Ad Kam Lishonu. And therefore he says, it's true that when it comes to something that can be done Al Yidei Shaliach, I use the Al form. But when something is so infrequently done by the shaliach, and it's done by you because I want the chaviva samit, so I'm never going to rely on the shaliach. Like by Ner Chanukah, then guess what form you use? You use the li, as if it couldn't be done al yidei shaliach. V'hachinami havi sriyul l'hashoel. That's what the shul was asking the Rivash. Afal gav de mutu liftos al yidei shaliach. Okay, granted that you can. Mikom akom mitzias rachoku. It's very far away that it's going to happen. Mishum dechavivu hamitzvah gam kein. V'od, he says, dinirali, another reason, deroy lasos, zecher lebichori mitzrayim dechsiv ani v'lo hashaliach. How do you like that? Why do you want the father to? Why is he? What's the chib of hamitzvah? No, that's why I'm doing this mitzvah. Ani v'lo hashaliach. By Makos Bechoros. Hachinami eish liftos ba'atzmo tfei mibishari mitzvos. She mitzvah gam ken yosu mibishlucho. V'od hachi yadif tfei miner Chanukah. Even this reason, even trumps the Chanukah reason. So what we have here is a machlokas to begin. We have a Gemara in Maseches Psachim, which speaks about the issue of Shehecheyanu. Why? We raise the question on that Gemara, right? To summarize everything, we raise the question on the Gemara. What was the pshita? Oh, it's obvious. The father makes the al pinyon abe. What was that all about? Why was that part of the shaila? The shaila was about the Shehecheyanu. So the answer is no. That what's behind that shaila? Behind that shaila is the Rivaz understanding of the al form. Since you make al, aha, that means pidyon amen can be done al yeshu. These guys really knew what they were asking. That means I can make a bracha how? Al yidei shaliach. If it can be done al yidei shaliach, that means that there are times where what? The father is not going to be doing it. So then, who would make the shechianu? Not certainly not the shaliach. He's not, has no joy in this at all. So, but a kohen is who's involved. He always has a little bit of hanah, gets a little bit of simcha. Maybe he can make he should make the shechianu. So that was all based on the idea it could be done al yidei shaliach, which is the Shach's opinion against the Rama. The Rama quoting the Rivash. Did we really understand the Rivash's question? Right, different interpretations of that. And then finally, the point that we made about the question that the Shoel asked the Rivash of why is it that the Rambam ruled this way? You should make, why making al? Make le, right? After all, if you're going to hold that it should not be done al yidei shaliach, it should use the le form. So the answer is, so he said, right, what was behind his question? But it wasn't really, it can be done al yidei shaliach. It can be done al yidei shaliach. That's the halacha. That's the way the Shach paskins. My shaila is that even though it can be done al yidei shaliach, I still don't understand why the Rambam doesn't use the lif form. Why? Because orcha de milsa, like the rest, chavivas ha-mitzvah, and because of Mitzrayim, adin evil ha shaliach, you should be doing it yourself. So that was behind the shoel to the rivash, and that also explains the gemara in Pesachim as well.
Because even though it is, it's still al yidei shaliach at the end of the day.
That's right. That's in the end of it. Yeah, it's right. That right. That should matter. Urcha de Milsa does not matter.
What about okay. If he does it himself, then it's what? How does that fit?
If he does it himself, that's Lefi Shitas HaRambam. And the Rambam quoted differently. He says it's always up. It's always going to be up, right? According to Ashkenazim, following either the Riva or the Rabbeinu Tam against the Rambam. Okay?